and it's, as I said, 7 days, so you don't need to go down on Sunday Arts, which is the first Sunday of every month, but do get down there and check that out as well.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, just quickly wanted to mention a lab magazine, or not really a magazine, it's like an online, I guess it's a magazine, a downloadable magazine. It was founded in 2005 by a US artist called Adam Pendleton. It's a think tank practicing research, documentation, art and design, and has a myriad of fantastic information on the website for you to download in separated components of
article by article.
That's right, thing, yeah. Yeah, and topic by topic as well. And covers a hell of a lot, from exhibitions, various projects, philosophy and
installations,
and more. And very easy to lose yourself in. That is at www.welcometolab.org.
Yeah, I was reading the N55 sort of, that was an essay, I guess a philosophical essay, and I went off to their website and was reading about them and then down some pictures and, you know, seeing some street protests they'd done.
Yeah.
They seem to be from Denmark, I think. And, yeah, just on that one article, I think I lost about 20 minutes. And
then you have to find your way back to lab.
And then read the next one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was great.
There is a lot of information on there. And the things I've have really sort of found most interesting is a broad view on all of the topics that are researched as well.
Mm.
Be that art and the like.
Yeah. I thought I might just mention a little show down at the 7th Gallery, which is at on Gertrude Street in Fitzroy. It's just got another week to go, opened about a week ago. One room of paintings from Storm Gold, called Giants Sprinkled Old Dust on Flat Black Massels, the prologue. And in the front room of the gallery is some time exposure photographs of Japan by Ron Hutchison.
That's the one. Yeah, I think that opened last Monday?
Tuesday, I think it was.
Tuesday, yeah. 7th's a good gallery down on Gertrude Street, and it's it's a good street, and quite often wandering along there, it's got busy foot traffic. It's a nice little one to just stumble into, and they've always got very interesting stuff on.
Yeah.
I think there's actually another new gallery opened up on Gertrude Street in Collingwood called Per Square Metre, I think it is. There is quite a lot of them there at the moment.
Yeah.
And just before I leave you for another Icebreakers, I just wanted to mention that Formation and Form, West Space, 1993 to 2003, book documenting... chronicles the part that West Space the gallery has played in presenting artists' ideas and new art over those 10 years. I'm a little confused as to why this book is out now, and as their website so states, it's now available, even though it was published in 2004 and only goes from 93 to 2003. That being said. Sorry, go on.
Oh, no, we were just... Maybe it's taking them a little while to get the...
Maybe.
...the cash together to get it out.
That being said, it is a good book. It is quite a detailed book, and is along the same lines as a book I previously mentioned many icebreakers ago called A Short Ride in a Fast Machine, which was the Gertrude Street publication as well.
Mm.
So get onto that if you can. It's about $60 and can be found in... most bookstores.
It's pretty reasonable as far as those crazy art books go.
It is indeed.
Well, Dave, thanks. It's been another fine edition.
It has.
And next month, I think we're hoping to speak with a lady named Carolyn Fraser, who runs her own letterpress, which is a pretty kind of, maybe you wouldn't say an ancient art, but probably a lost art, I think.
With big corporation et al.
Yeah, and she's got a really beautiful studio in the Nicholas Building in the city. She runs it's called Idle Wild Press. That's Idle Wild Press. I think it's .com.au. If you search, you should be able to find it. And so we'll hopefully be having Carolyn in here on the show to tell us a little bit about what she does and how she does it and the ancient...
And why she does it.
And why she does it. She's got some fantastic stories about traveling around America and finding sort of old presses and typefaces buried in people's basements and garages about to be sort of donated to the tip before she rescued them at the last minute. So
a worthy salvage.
Mm. Well, thanks again, Dave. And we'll see you in the month of April.
Looking forward to it.
Okay. I'll leave you with a little bit of Nobody, who's just released a collection of remixes called Revisions, Revisions. He's associated or kind of a peer of Prefuse 73. Hails from the west coast of America, and this has come out on Plug Research, home to the Flying Lotus, who's been on this show very heavily in the last little while. Before that, we heard from M. Rosner. That was the really sort of quiet, gentle, ambient track. Just went under us at the end, called Copenhagen. And the first track we heard in Icebreakers tonight was Dave Miller from his album Miller and Fiam, called Modern Romance. The track was called Thousand Francs. You're on Against the Arctic. Big thanks to Dave. Got another 55 minutes to get through at 10 o'clock. Here's Nobody.
is empty with no brain, but the cover nerd, the best MC with no chain you ever heard. Take it from the Tech Nine holer, they bit and don't know they neck shine from Shinola. Everything that glitter ain't fish scale. Let me think, don't let her faint, get Ishmael. A shot of Jack, got her back, it's not an axe stack. Forgot about the cackalack, holler back, clack, clack, blocker. Villainy, feel him in your heart chakra, chart topper, start shit stopper, be a smarter shopper. Shot a cop day around the way, about to stay, but who to know, it's two motor, wonder where the shooter go. About to jet, get him, not a bet, get him. Let him spit the venom, set him, got a lot of shit with him, let the rhythm hit him. He still can hear his brother voice, we make the joints that make him spread him butter moist, man, please. States made of panties, from the age of baby hoochies on to the grannies, band me the dough rake, daddy, the flow make her fatty shake, patty cake, for fake, if he was Anita Baker's man, he'd take her for her masters, hit it once and shake her hand, on some old thank you ma'am and ghoster, she can mind the toaster, if she signed a poster, a whole host of roller coaster riders, not enough tracks, hot enough black, it's too hot to handle, you got blue sandals, who shot you, who got you, new spots to vandal, do not stand still, both show skills close, but no krills. Toast for pole ills, post no bills. Coast to coast, Joe smokes, flows ill. Go chill, not supposed to overdose, no dose pills. Off sides like Wolf Ride with Starfleet. Off pride tykes, now talk wide with scar me. Told ya, on some get rich shit. As he gets older, he gets colder than a witch's tit. This is it, make no mistakes, where my nigga go. Figaro, Figaro.
Lady singer with sticky toes, give chocolates and miracles. Show me your personality. Thank you.
debris, some block rock and beats from his album 2-3, which came out on Ghostly just at the end of that year that's just left us, 2006. The track called Tell Them. Really been enjoying that record. It did feature the MC we heard just before that, MF Doom, on a really amazing track called Air, which we've also heard a bit here on the show. Deerhoof was right before Debris. Choco Fight from their incredible new record, Friend Opportunity, which is put out by Trifecta here locally. We can hope that we see them visiting Australia sometime in 2007. Mad Villain before that with Figaro from their album Mad Villainy. That was Madlib's Stone's Throw 101 remix. Comes off a collection, 10 Years of Stone's Throw, compiled by Peanut Butter Wolf. A whole lot of tracks all separately spaced out on the first CD, and on the second disc, a very lovely little J-Rock mix of some of those tracks. As I might have mentioned here on the show before, you can the Stone's Throw label podcast, which is available via their website, is an incredible music resource. About probably once every fortnight, they send out a new nugget of joy to your either your iTunes or your media player or whatever, to your pod. And there's been a couple of J Dilla sort of collections that J-Rock's also mixed. But label head Egon also puts out really interesting mixes every now and then. Brazilian funk, American high school bands, little teasers of some of the compilations and sort of things they're releasing. But definitely rarities, obscurities, and musical curios for your ears. Stonesthrow.com is the way to get yourself to the label, and it's pretty easy to find your way to the podcast. So do check that out. Free Design was before that, the New Zealand group. Now, it's come off a collection by an artist called Nobody, with a whole lot of his remixes of various artists, and unfortunately the little promo teaser of the CD doesn't give the track, but I do know that Ike Owens from the Mars Volta collaborated with Nobody on that remix, and it also came out on the Light in the Attic label, released a collection of modern electronic artists and bands remixing sort of well-known psychedelic group. Other people featured were Manitoba and Stereolab and the High Llamas, and we have heard some of that stuff here on the show. And that was the first song after Icebreakers. Thanks again to Dave. We'll be back in April with another edition. If you just tuned in, you're on Against the Arctic. It is 3RRR 102.7, and you're with Declan until 10 o'clock, at which time Michael Cusick comes in the chair to take you through until midnight with Noise in My Head. Mark Harwood is your man for the witching hour, midnight till 2. He will wake you in fright, so don't go anywhere. Plenty more good music coming your way on 3RRR, including Kooky Moog Records. We'll be right back.
travailler. J'aime bien travailler, mais j'aime bien dormir aussi. Ce que je préfère, c'est quand je travaille au lit. J'aime bien travailler, mais le week-end je me la coule douce. Sirotant ces vins délicieux, merguez et couscous. J'aime bien travailler. Est-ce que t'aimes bien travailler? J'aime énormément l'argent, c'est pourquoi j'aime bien travailler.
D'accord, ne compte pas sur nous. Faut qu'on remplisse ton emploi du temps et ses trous. T'es dégoûté? Tu fais une drôle de tête. Nous on va jamais en vacances, on est des fous. Ne compte pas sur nous. Faut qu'on remplisse ton emploi du temps et ses trous. T'es dégoûté? Tu fais une drôle de tête. C'est parce que t'es testé, continue là où tu t'arrêtes.
On travaille et gagne en assurance. On bataille et tue la concurrence. Toujours plus, je veux toujours plus. Allonge, donne-moi tout, oui, donne-moi tout. J'ai tout planifié, bien détaillé, pour que rien ne puisse m'échapper. Mon business plan d'une justesse claire. N'use mon temps, il coûte trop cher. Je compte bien faire fortune un jour, c'est pour ça que je job, pour ça que je me colle. Un réveil le matin, c'est déjà lundi. Le week-end est fini, on est reparti pour une semaine entière sans petit déj copieux. Une rose pour deux, une vie heureuse.
Ne compte pas sur nous. Faut qu'on remplisse ton emploi du temps et ses trous. T'es dégoûté? Tu fais une drôle de tête. Nous on va jamais en vacances, on est des fous. Ne compte pas sur nous. Faut qu'on remplisse ton emploi du temps et ses trous. T'es dégoûté? Tu fais une drôle de tête. C'est parce que t'es testé, continue là où tu t'arrêtes.
Lorsque je me lève le matin, il est déjà 2h de l'après-midi. Et j'ai mal dormi quelques minutes dans la salle de bain. J'ai déjà allumé mon ordi et c'est mal parti. J'avale en vitesse un bout de pain, des céréales et un jus de raisin. J'avais pas de tartine, Millie met la mail est pour demain. Je devrais boucler ça en un tour de main, mais j'ai pas envie. J'ai plusieurs milliards de rendez-vous, quelqu'un à qui je dois rendre des sous. Quelque part en ville, je ne vais pas le faire attendre des heures. Je ne voudrais pas qu'il soit déçu, ça ne serait pas gentil. Si je me mets pas au boulot d'avance, je ne m'y mettrai jamais de la vie. Ça c'est garanti, je ne bosse pas dans un bureau par chance. J'ai la flemme et c'est une maladie, mais c'est ça la vie.
On compte pas sur nous. Faut qu'on remplisse ton emploi du temps et ses trous. T'es dégoûté? Tu fais une drôle de tête. Nous on va jamais en vacances, on est des fous. Ne compte pas sur nous. Faut qu'on remplisse ton emploi du temps et ses trous. T'es dégoûté? Tu fais une drôle de tête. C'est parce que t'es testé, continue là où tu t'arrêtes.
Ne compte pas sur nous. Faut qu'on remplisse ton emploi du temps et ses trous. T'es dégoûté, tu fais une drôle de tête. Nous on part jamais en vacances, on est des fous. Ne compte pas sur nous. Faut qu'on remplisse ton emploi du temps et ses trous. T'es dégoûté, tu fais une drôle de tête. C'est parce que TTC continue là où tu t'arrêtes.
TTC. That's TTC. Track called Telephone. Pretty crazy record called 3615. It's a big sounding record, and I've just kind of, I know it's been out for a little while, but I've just kind of listened to it for a little while, and it's kind of garish, but it's grown on me. And we heard from Safet's Oriental Orchestra before that, from a little belly dancing LP. The track we heard was called Kagathane Shiftetele. We heard from a really fantastic compilation, which gave a bit of a thrashing when it came out, called Bosphorus Bridges, of Turkish jazz and funk. Only available on vinyl. And it sort of chronicles a 10-year period between 1968 and 1978. The track that we heard was OK Temiz. And I'm sure that Turkish people would chide me for my pronunciation, but Denizalti Ruzgalari was the name of the track we heard. It followed on from the opening one in that bracket, which was a pretty kooky little Moog number by M. Sato and the 1864 Cottonfield Rock Band, Parting at the Harbour, was the name of that first song. But Moog records are a source of great inspiration and entertainment, often cheap and turning up in sort of, you know, little buckets of odd records in strange places. And occasionally they yield some gold. It's about 25 minutes to the hour of 10. You're on 3RRR with Declan. I thought we might do, every now and then here on the show, we do a bit of a kind of sample expose or sort of version excursion, playing a couple of different versions of people's versions of the same song. On Sunday, I was illuminated to the sample source for one of my favourite hip-hop tracks by Mos Def. It's a track called Miss Fat Booty, which came from his pretty seminal album Black on Both Sides. For me, one of the most complete hip-hop records that there is in this world. And High Tech was the producer of that record, and it's a really great sample in this song. And I think I had, for some reason, thought it was Dusty Springfield, but someone pointed out the original track to me on Sunday, and I've just been listening to it ever since. This is Aretha Franklin. It's called One Step Ahead. We'll hear this original song in its sort of full glory, and then we'll hear High Tech's masterful flip of the track into a really great beat for Mos Def to rap over from the Black on Both Sides record. So hope you enjoy both songs. It's really nice to hear this original one, and then the where it got taken to. And thanks to Ransom for the tip.
I'm only one step ahead of heartbreak. One step ahead of misery. One step is all I'd have to take backwards to be the same old fool for you I used to be. I'm only one step ahead of your arms. One kiss away from your sweet lips. I know I can't afford to stop for one moment, 'cause I'm just out of reach of your fingertips. Your warm breath on my shoulder keeps reminding one step ahead of your love. I've tried and yet I can't take two. Seems like I'll have to take that one step backwards, 'cause one step ahead is a step too far away from you.
The Rat Race issue of VoiceWorks magazine is ready to scamper up your pants. Too many of our waking hours are spent at work, so come and celebrate the launch of VoiceWorks Rat Race at Trades Hall Bar, corner of Lygon and Victoria Streets in Carlton, from 7:30 p.m. Thursday the 8th of March. Bring your texters, there's a life-size beautiful corpse to be drawn by you. VoiceWorks is published by Express Media and supported by the Australia Council and Arts Victoria. Triple R sponsors.
Fighting Against the Arctic with Declan Kelly on 3RRR.
Oh!
That's the sounds of Oh No, an instrumental from a track called The Ride. Not indeed the most deaf track that I banged on so heavily about and promised to play after hearing its original sample source. Doing a non-sort of scripted radio show means that you are... Well, means that I come into Triple R and make a giant mess of CDs and records all over the studio, and I just managed to lose track of that the CD that was that had the most deaf track on it that I was talking about. So I'm a little sorry about that. But if you did manage to if you've managed to hold that beautiful Aretha Franklin song in your brain, one step ahead, and remember all the lovely intricacies of it. And then you'll listen to this most deaf song and go, wow, it was really great.
Came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name big fame, big she fame. Like cats with big things, jewel ship, money clip, phone flip the six range, and seen her on her ass, spotted her more than once, ass so fat that you can see her from the front, she spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance, and that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants, hot damn, what's your name love, where you came from, neck and wrist laced up, very little makeup, the swims at the Reebok gym, tone your frame up, a sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up, I tried to play it low key, but couldn't keep it down, asked her to dance, and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now, an hour later, Sam's from Jamaica, she sipping Chris straight up, skanking while in the waist up, scene. My fam throwing the jam, Fareed is on the stand, big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in here. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herb. Shocked to sell, she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, reserved the crew, especially your honey love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chinky eyes, sweet voice, f***ing with me mentally. Be conversating, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the steelo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what? I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on then, let's go. This is so sick. I'm telling you, honey was so blazing. She was just, yo, she looked like Jane Kennedy, word walk to my mother, man. She was that L, man. She take me to the dance floor and she start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right. I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laughed about it, traced the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He in my butt up like the Arizona summer song finished. And she whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers.
Scene three.
Weeks of dating, late night conversation in the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing great. Gregory Isaacs, like, if I don't tell you, showing me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles, all my other plans got canceled, man, I smashed it like an Idaho potato, she called me at my J.O., come now, I can't say no, Jensen tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up, champion lover, not ease up, 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever, 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her, 9 months, blue-like symptoms with shorty not around. I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight we hook up and go at it. Burn a stogie, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. This on Harrison, full frantic. My number wasn't answered by my fly Taurus Enchantress. Next week, who hit me up? I saw Sharice at the kitty club with some banging ass Asian playing. Lay it down and lick me up.
What?
Sleeves in your skull t-shirt. You say, why did you do?
I knew I was
spooky but beautiful panda bear. It's a track called Comfy in Nautica. It's going to be the opening track on a record called Person Pitch, which is going to hit the shelves very soon by way of, I think, Portrax overseas and locally here. A nice little label called Mistletone also put out Ariel Pink, amongst others. It's just about brought us to the end of the show. We'll hear from more from Panda Bear in the coming weeks. Let's run you through quickly what we heard then. We heard a short one from Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, Blue Turning Grey, from their first self-titled record. Amy Winehouse, the UK soul diva, track called You Know I'm Good from her record Back to Black. And before that was the rather kerfuffled sample expose with Aretha Franklin, One Step Ahead, the original sample source for Mos Def's Miss Fat Booty, from his wonderful album Black on Both Sides. In the middle, while I tried to find the CD, we heard from Oh No, an instrumental called The Ride, and then we finally did get to hear the Mos Def track. Hope you've enjoyed the last couple of hours of Against the Arctic. I'll be back next week between 8 and 10. Thanks to Dave Hager for Icebreakers. Michael Cusick coming up at 10 till 12 to Make Noise in Your Head. Stay tuned. And we'll hear from Miss New Buffalo. Track called Cheer Me Up, Thank You, from a new record coming out in just about 2 weeks. You can catch the launch on Friday the 16th. Northcote Social Club? Oh, I should have checked my facts, but check your local street press. It's that's indeed the night it's happening. See you next week. From the top.